Maybe we'll start with the Premier Division this week. Declan, obviously Harps are on the road against Cove Ramblers. Longest trip of the year. We'll talk about that in a few moments. But we'll start with the Premier Division because there's a lot happening off the field this week. St Patrick's Athletic looking for a new manager. Cork City are looking for a new manager. A third of the season played and a couple of the clubs already feeling the pinch.
Yeah, listen, it's about, I suppose, it's pressure as a manager and it is results-based. Interesting one now, Colin Healy stepping down and the Cork manager just after Liam Buckley was appointed as a sporting director on Wednesday. So now he's taking charge of the team tomorrow night. So that's an interesting one. So whether, I know the results haven't been great, but they're still above UCD and they're sitting 9 points. And, you know, the results haven't been good, but there probably wasn't that much pressure on him to do that well because of the fact he got promotion last year. But it's very interesting that he stepped away once Liam Buckley was appointed as a sporting director. So if that has any impact on that, I'm not 100% sure. Obviously, don't know the ins and outs of that one. But Liam Buckley now steps into that position, but he says he's not interested in taking over the job full-time. So that's an interesting one in Cork, obviously. They lost 5-0 to Bowes at the weekend as well. Their man sent off early, and that's a couple of matches now with men sent off, and it cost them dearly in games. So, yeah, listen, he was there for 3 years, got them promoted, obviously. The last season, so you know, that's a strange one. I don't understand that one. Obviously, Tim Clancy stepping down St Pat's. You know, this is another strange one. And there was the word, the rumours going around earlier that he was under a bit of pressure, but the results haven't been too bad. Yeah, he's sitting, I think, in fifth on the table. But I mean, before that, he won 3 in the bounce, and then he played Shamrock Rovers. St Pat's played Shamrock Rovers and Derry and lost, and then they lost to Sligo last on Monday 1-0. So, you know. You know, losing to the two top teams is not a bad thing. So, but he's lost his job, and so both clubs now are looking for managers, and it'll be interesting to see who throws their name in the hat for those big jobs.
Yeah, and them two sides meet as well. It's a Turner's Cross, so the 3 points is going to be massive on Friday night between the two of them.
Yeah, it is, absolutely. You know, Cork obviously looking to make home advantage and kick-start their season again and to a positive start, where St Pat's, as I said, they haven't been playing bad. I mean, there's good quality players up in St Pat's, you know, so I expect St Pat's maybe to turn them over at the weekend, but it'll be interesting to see how that goes. But yeah, listen, you just never know what's going to happen in the Premier League, but it is results-based. As we know, there's pressure on all the managers, and if you're not getting results, the hierarchy above can call your name out and you could lose your job very quickly.
Yeah, well, safe to say, the biggest game of the weekend on Friday night, Shamrock Rovers against Bowes. It's a big Dublin derby, and it's the top two in the Premier Division. And as expected, Rovers starting to find a bit of form and chase down top spot. But is this maybe the occasion that Bohemians could lay down a marker?
Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, Declan Devine has went up there, and probably nobody expected him to do as well as he has done. So far this season, they've done really well. They're sitting on 28 points. Shamrock Rovers, after their terrible start to the season, are now on 24 points. So they're starting to make headway, and obviously the big result against Derry over the weekend as well, and that'll help their confidence. But all their top players are playing, and especially Jack Byrne was key up against Derry City. But yeah, listen, it's a big game for both clubs. The last game they played, I thought Shamrock Rovers were better than Bowes in Dalymount. And they were comfortable winners overall in the game. So it'll be very interesting. It'll be another full house in Tala. Great atmosphere. The crowds are up this year. But Bowes have an opportunity to test themselves against the best. And they'll be looking for a better performance than they did probably for the second half against Shamrock Rovers than they did in the last match.
Yeah, hopefully it'll be a good advertisement for the league on Friday night as the top two in the country are set to clash. The third team in the standings at the minute is Derry City. They lost top spot following that defeat to Shamrock Rovers the last day. Derry seemed to be getting back on form after a wee bit of a wobble, Declan, but their first half performance let them down the last day against Rovers as they went down by 2-0. But you would expect Derry at Weavers Park away from home maybe to get a bit of a bounce back off their second half performance. Drogheda United is the opposition for them.
Yeah, listen, I'm expecting them to definitely beat Drogheda United. I do. Their form has been, you're right, it hasn't been a bit of a wobble. Obviously, the performance wasn't great against Shamrock Rovers. Shamrock Rovers were comprehensively better than them on the day, and I think Rory will be looking to address that and make sure the performance is better. You know, they've lost up lost against Shamrock Rovers. They 2-1s, one loss and one draw before that, so before they played Shamrock Rovers. So they'll be looking to obviously to get three big points up there. Early in the season they met and drawn at United, beat them 1-0 in the Ryan McBride Stadium, and obviously the draw had a man sent off very early in that game as well, and they ended up scoring from a set play. And so it's a big match for Derry City, and it's an opportunity to get 3 points on the board, and I expect them to go down there and put in a really good performance and come home with 3 big points, but it'll not be easy up there.
And one other game on Friday night, Shelburne against UCD, another of the Dublin Derby games here. Is it going to be a home one for Shells at Tolka, is it, Declan?
Yeah, I think so. You know, Damien Duff's done a really good job. They're well, you know, they're really well organised, extremely fit. They're hard to play against. They had a few games there where they got men sent off as well, and they were still, you know, very, 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 very good without the ball. So yeah, listen, I can't see too many goals in that. Both teams aren't scoring a lot of goals. Andy Myler's team sitting at 6 points. Shelburne are on 18 points. So if Shelburne get 3 points there, they're, you know, that's pretty much put them 21, you know, roughly 15 points ahead of UCD. So that's them well out of the relegation zone, you would think, even at this early stage. But yeah, listen, you'd expect Shelburne to turn over UCD. UCD haven't been good away from home. They've been good at home, but they haven't been good away from home. So, but you just never know. As you know, it could be a 1-0 victory to UCD. But if Shelburne score first, I expect them to go on to win the game and win it comfortably.
Sligo Rovers at home against Dundalk on Saturday evening at the Showgrounds. Obviously, they'll be looking to build on that victory against Pats last time out, so they will.
Well, yeah, absolutely. They played Shamrock Rovers obviously on Friday. There are two games in Dublin. Their performance against Shamrock Rovers was excellent, really, really good. And Tala, you know, 51% possession versus 49% against Shamrock Rovers, 19 shots on target as well. You know, away from home, that's big stats, really good performance, and then they backed it up with a 1-0 victory up in Chicoura against St Pat's. So that was another, you know, big 3 points from them. Both teams are sitting in roughly around 19 points or so. So yeah, I mean, John Russell's done an excellent job since he came in there, and they were down a lot of players as well the weekend, so he'd be looking to get a few of those players back fitting well. Dundalk, obviously, two big results the weekend as well. They beat UCD away, and they beat Drogheda 3-2 as well. So they had 6 points out of two games. That's a big lift for them. So anything can go in this game. I'm expecting Sligo Rovers to a big performance and narrowly get 3 points on the night.
Moving on to the First Division, and Finn Harps, of course, on the road. It's a long trip to Cove Ramblers this coming Friday night for Dave Rogers' side. They're taking on a team that sits three places above them in the standings. Cove of 18, Harps, of course, 14 points. Harps get into the game off the back of that 4-1 defeat at the hands of Athlone. And it was interesting to hear the assistant manager, Darren Murphy, say afterwards that the young players need to grow up very, very quickly. Is it proven to be maybe a tougher task for this youthful Harps squad than what was thought at the start of the season, Declan?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think I mentioned previously, Oisin, that when you have young players, you're going to get performances which are up and down a wee bit. I suppose going into that game, the performances have been reasonably good. I mean, they beat 3-3 United at home. Obviously, they went down and beat Wexford 1-0, 3-1 each with Longford. You know, so going into that game, they had a wee bit of form behind them, and obviously then they comprehensively beat them 4-1 on the night, and were physically stronger and bigger, and just had a bit more experience on the pitch than Finn Harps had, and that shows in games. I would presume that the management are probably looking at that, and will definitely be looking at a bit more experience potentially to the squad once the transfer window opens in July, and just bring a bit more experience in key positions, because that's where they're probably missing a wee bit. But you are going to get ups and downs with a young squad of players. But yeah, listen, it's the First Division is competitive. It's really competitive. A lot of good players and a lot of experienced players playing in the First Division. And when you have a team that's, you know, with the young and having but that experience and are learning their trade pretty much in the First Division, sometimes you're going to get, you know, big results like that, and that's going to be the key. So it's, you know, he's right when he says that they're going to have to learn quickly and move on and start getting results. But I can't see them go down to Cove and getting a result at the weekend. Just can't see it. I remember playing down there many times myself, and it's a long, long journey down the road, and Cove are always very, very hard to beat down in Cove, and you know, we always struggled down there for years and years, and I just can't see this young, inexperienced team going down there and getting 3 points the weekend.
Well, a draw would be a good result in the road, Declan, if they were to get a point or even get a surprise result, which you think it would be if it was to happen. What sort of performance are they going to need against a Cove side who hit Kerry for 4 goals last week at home?
Yeah, I've seen the goals, and you know, the two from set players alone, like, so that's an area that that Harps, with the current squad players, haven't been good at defending set players. So that's an area they're going to obviously make sure they're strong in. So they're going to have to be defensively strong, you know, and that defensive setup and obviously defending set players is going to be key to that one. And yeah, listen, it's difficult. It's going to be a difficult match for them. I really see it. But yeah, if Harps can get out with a draw, it would be a really good result. But you know, you never know. Obviously, you know, you might scrape away a 1-0, but at the current form, obviously they played Cove early in the season, were 2-0 and Cove then missed a penalty and then came back to 2-2 and probably could have stole the game near the end, Cove as well, you know. So, but yes, Cove are good players, you know, the top end of the pitch, they've got a lot of experience, and they're very, very, very good. So it's going to be a difficult match for Van Harps. But yeah, maybe we can get a result, but I just can't see it, to be truthful.
Yeah, and they're going to be away the following Friday as well. It's Bray Wanderers, I think, on the Friday the 12th that they have to go to before their next home game against Waterford. So the hard games keep coming, so they do.
Yeah, they do, yeah. And that's the two big matches. Bray away is also going to be a difficult match, obviously. And then you've got Waterford coming in the week after that. And that's a game probably a lot to look forward to, because the scoreline was so comprehensive towards Waterford the last time down in Waterford. So that's a game you look forward to as a player to redress that and see if you can get a positive result. But yeah, two massive big games there now away from home, you know, on the bounce as well. So away to Cove, away to Bray. So, you know, and can we get something out of Cove? And hopefully we can. And then maybe try to get something out of the Bray Wanderers match as well, to bring a wee bit of confidence into the home match against Waterford. So yeah, two massive big games over the next 2 weeks, bringing it into a really big game against Waterford at home on the third week.
We have a big game in the First Division with the top two clashing. It's a similar case in the First Division. Galway United, of course, who are the leaders, are taking on second place Waterford, the side we just talked about. Galway are going into the game off the back of a first defeat of the season against one of the lower position teams in Longford Town. So will Waterford see this as an opportunity to close that 7-point gap on the Westerners?
I think it's an opportunity. I think, you know, with the experience they have in regards to Keith Long coming in as a manager and Alan Reynolds coming in as number two, they've got loads of experience there. So, you know, they'll be getting their team into really good shape for that game. I did see highlights of the Longford match against Galway, and Galway had a lot of possession, a lot of chances, and just in one of those days where if they were still there, they wouldn't have scored, and it was just one of those sort of games. But, yeah, I mean, Galway's form has been, you know, top drawer, 33 points they're sitting on so far, you know, so, you know, one defeat, and I think 11 victories, I think that's what they have so far. So they've been really good, like, so they'll be looking, obviously. I think the last time they met as well, Galway beat them. So Galway will be looking to make home advantage count. There'll be a big, big crowd down in Galway at the match, and the good atmosphere. Can Waterford go there and cause an upset? Absolutely. They have the players that are dangerous and cause them problems. But I'm expecting Galway to probably beat them on the night. And if they do, you know, that puts big distance between Galway and Waterford. So, and you know, in the early part of the season, there's going to be a big climb from there if Galway can pick up 3 points. And I can't see Waterford going and closing that gap if Galway can win the weekend.